Blog Talk Radio.
What's happening, folks? It's Mark Hoffman and the Patriot Nation Radio Show live right here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
What's happening, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to the show. Tonight we have a big show on tap for you, one you do not want to miss. We will be speaking with the one and only Colonel Jim Warshak. He'll be joining us here shortly. America's most patriotic rocker released a new video this week. If you haven't seen it, it is called Into the Fire. Maybe it was released last week now. Maybe it's a week old now since the release. Make sure you go to DaveBrayUSA.com today. Get yourself a copy. We'll get you all the ways that you can get a copy, where you can get it on all your little devices that you can listen to. Music on a Mission, the Storyteller Edition, Dave Bray USA. You know what I'm trying to say. So help me build this audience. Share it everywhere. We got some numbers. They're coming in now. And we're going to do this real fast. A friend of mine, he wrote this poem. It is an open letter to America through the eyes of the American flag. Folks, this is a very, very deep poem. And you're going to really like it. I got to do something here real fast. Let me try to share this show one more time to somebody. But this is an open letter to America through the eyes of the American flag by Rick Lambert. Please share the show, folks, far and wide. This is a very big show we got going on tonight. And here it is. Dear America.
Dear America, my name is the American flag, or you may know me as the Stars and Stripes, or unfortunately. And maybe the red, white, and blue. It doesn't matter. I have been the symbol of freedom in this country since Betsy Ross took the first stitch in me. I have worn in weather not fit for man or beast. I have traveled to the moon, covered the coffins of those who gave their lives for me, and to you, defending the freedom I stand for. I have fought in foreign countries and been carried into some of the bloodiest battles ever fought, and I have done so pride. Brave men and women in the face of death during the battle have raised me. I have been there for you. Sometimes you glance at me without a thought, but at times I have seen your eyes filled with tears, remembering what I stand for, and remembering those who have died for me. One of my fondest memories were the meetings where the children stood, placed their small hands over their hearts, and pledged allegiance to me. I was able to look for the nation's future. It isn't allowed in many places now, but I still have fond memories and they will be with me forever. I have been looked upon as people saying the Star Spangled Banner, and yes again, saying I still have with tears. Not all of my memories are fond. I have been spit on, defecated on, burned, stomped on, killed, and things have been done to me I don't care to remember. I was forced to watch as one of our own citizens built a federal building in Oklahoma. But the most horrible sight I have ever been forced to watch was on September 11th, 2001, in New York and Washington. God, I had to watch as thousands die, and I could only watch in horror. Then my horror turned to grief, and then to hatred for those who had done this terrible deed. But now my hatred has subsided, and I only want justice for those who have died. May God bless those whose lives were cut short and those they left behind. May He also bless everyone in this nation who left their freedom. I will be somewhere flying my colors with you and your families, and I will do so proudly as long as there is one person who loves this nation as much as I do. Please don't forget me, as I promise to never forget you. May God bless you and yours forever, and may He also bless those who will fight and die for me in the future, defending me and the freedom I stand for. Sincerely, the American flag.
Pray with me, folks. Bear with me as I shed a tear for those who gave the ultimate sacrifice, seeking the justice that you heard the American flag in this last little ditty ask for. Dear Lord, Heavenly Father above, please bless our nation and our president as he tries to undo the horrible evil done to this nation 17 years ago. I believe it started before then, Lord. And it's going to take two terms, I tell you. So, Lord, bless our nation, bless our president, bless our people. Bless the families of those who lost loved ones. For those who are losing loved ones still today due to illness and sickness, trying to save the folks and find the remains of others' loved ones. Lord, bless them, comfort them, heal them. In Jesus' name I say, amen. Hallelujah, Lord. And this song right here is from our good friend, Dave Bray. I'm going to play this, Dave, and I'm going to bring you guys in. Colonel, bear with me.
Thank you.
Amazing Grace, as performed by Dave Bray, DaveBrayUSA.com. Music, Dave Bray USA, Music on a Mission, Storyteller Edition. Get your copy today, ladies and gentlemen. I want to make sure you get that. Right now, I'm going to bring in our first guest. Dave, I'll bring you in shortly. Just give me a second. This is an amazing thing. I know you've been on hold there 12 minutes. Please bear with me. Ladies and gentlemen, our first guest tonight, Colonel Jim Warshak, is a retired United States Air Force colonel, serving nearly 30 years as a career senior intelligent and political military affairs officer and special missions intelligence officer with expertise in strategic intelligence, international strategic studies and policy, and asymmetric warfare. He served combat and combat support tours in Grenada, Panama, Iraq, and Afghanistan, as well on numerous special operations and special missions and intelligence contingencies in Central America, Eastern Europe, the Middle East, Central Asia, and Africa, served as a special missions intelligence officer assigned to multiple joint special operations units and with the CIA's asymmetric warfare task force, as well as an international and foreign advisory position. Served as Deputy Director for Intelligence for the United States Central Command during the peak years of the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq and the global war on terrorism. He is a former White House National Security Council staffer and former distinguished senior fellow with the Atlantic Council, Washington, D.C. He served as a senior advisor to Commander U.S. Special Operations Command and as Vice President of Special OPSEC, which provides strategic operational security analysis and assessment to governmental and private entities, as well as media organizations on national security issues, policy, and process. Folks, the gentleman is no joke. He's the real deal. His name is Colonel Jim Warshak, and he's joining us now as the chairman of the Hillsborough County GOP. Welcome to the show, sir, Colonel Jim Warshak. Thank you so much for your undying devotion to our nation and your service and sacrifice, sir. Thank you so much. Welcome to the show.
Well, good evening, and thanks, Mark, for the great words and the opportunity to talk to the folks on your show. 9/11, to start off, is a very solemn day for me. It's a day of reflection, a day to remember all the great Americans who really sacrificed their lives in the name of the initial real war on terror that we faced on that day. I myself was in the Pentagon on that day when Flight 77 struck the Pentagon, and it was an earth-shattering moment because it happened so fast, and it was a day that, you know, we spent helping each other, helping get wounded out of the building, and the next day we rolled up our sleeves and began planning for our first operations into Afghanistan.
And for me as well, and for many, I was in New York, Long Island. I was 25 miles east of Ground Zero. And anybody and all of us from that area know somebody who is affected by that. And folks today are still suffering from the effects of the plume of smoke and debris that blew up in Ground Zero on that day. And one of the gentlemen that I reached out to recently, his name is Antonio. And I was going to try to have him come on the show tonight. He was a 17-year-old volunteer down at Ground Zero in the pit. And he volunteered his time. And today he is 35 years old, and he's suffering from esophageal cancer, apparently, as a result of this. So there's a number that I found, and I like to furnish this number to any and all people that might be listening at this time who may be suffering the ill effects still to this day, 17 years later. It is a cancer fund that you call up and you file a petition and you or file a claim, and they'll help you. 1-855-982-4636, ladies and gentlemen, please. This is for you guys if you need the help and you're suffering with incredible medical bills and it's a result of what took place 17 years ago tomorrow. Call that number, 1-855-982-4636. Very important, folks. Please call. And I don't know if, what you thought of that song, sir. It's a good friend of ours here at Patriot Nation Radio, Dave Bray. He wrote that version. He arranged it and performed that version of the song. And it's a very touching version. And he's joining us tonight. He's also a veteran. His name, again, is Dave Bray. Dave, welcome to the show and say hello to Colonel Jim Warshak.
Hey, Colonel, it's an honor, and as always, it's a pleasure to be on Patriot Nation Radio with you guys, man. What a moving way to start this day out, and actually going in tomorrow. I think we're all just we're in a somber state, I guess you could say.
A pleasure, I was just going to say to Dave, an honor and a pleasure to be on the show with you and share the opportunity of 9/11 and what it means to us. And I've heard your song before. It's great. It's moving. No better song to be introed with on the show tonight than that. So my best to you, and we're all in this together. The war continues, and we still have a lot of work to do, and we have a lot of people who need our help.
Yes, indeed. And that's why I furnished that number, because there's folks still suffering today. That's some people have no idea. And there's a post that I posted in the event page that says, you know, tomorrow there's people that are just going to be turning 17 years old and the day after, and it's a distant memory. They don't even know about it. They weren't around for it. And it's a history lesson. But for many of us, we're living through it still to this day. We know many folks still affected by it. And our good friend Dave, he wrote this awesome song, Colonel, and the video came out last week, and it's it's for the firefighters. Dave, tell everybody a little bit about the song, and I'm going to play the video. I'm going to play right from the video. I'm going to actually show the video, if that's cool with you.
Sure, absolutely. The name of the song is called Into the Fire. I actually had the inspiration for this song came from listening to Frank Siller, who is the oldest brother of Stephen Siller, tell a story at a key ceremony for a wounded veteran. They were presenting a home from the Stephen Siller Tunnel to Tower Foundation, and they were presenting it. And during that presentation to that amputee veteran, Frank Siller came up and actually spoke and told the story of his brother on 9/11. And I hadn't heard the story prior. I had heard of the Tunnel to Tower runs and things like that, but I never actually heard the story of Stephen and what he actually did on that day. It was actually his day off. He was a firefighter in the Park Slope section of Brooklyn, and he was heading to go play golf with his brothers that day on that beautiful Tuesday morning. And he, he heard the call. He saw the North Tower was on fire, and he decided he told his brothers, you know, don't wait up for me. I'm going to go down and help my brothers and sisters fight in this fire. And he ended up getting stopped at the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel. And from the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel, he decided to put on 70 pounds of turnout gear, tanks, helmet, the whole nine yards, and run about 2 miles down to Ground Zero. And from there, he helped facilitate, helping people and saving people in New York City. And, they never saw him again. No one ever saw a piece of him, no badge, no nothing. It's like he went into that tunnel and up through heaven, out through those plumes of smoke from those towers. And there's tons of stories like that, probably about 342 more that we know about. But there's stories that, you know, still have yet to be told about 9/11. And this was just one that had inspired me to the point to write a song. So I wrote the song called Into the Fire, and I dedicated it to Stephen Siller and the family. And You know, all those brave men and women who decided to, you know, instead of run, they decided to charge into that fire that day. And it goes out to all those first responders, the 343 who lost their lives, and the other thousands who perished on that fateful day. And I hope that people understand when they hear my music from Dave Bray USA, I hope they understand that I'm a tribute artist. I work primarily in the, you know, fireman, police, first responder, military and veteran community. And I try to promote patriotism and faith with my music. So as they listen to this, they will hear hints of faith. And, you know, there's a little bit of prophesying, and the mission that is within my music is a faithful one as well. So hope your fans will enjoy it. It's called Into the Fire.
Into the Fire, folks. Here we go.
Thank you.
have it, folks, Into the Fire, DaveBrayUSA.com. Head over there today. Dave, how else can folks hear these songs real fast? And I'm going to talk to Colonel again real quick.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for having me on. And, Colonel, thank you for your service and dedication to the country. We truly appreciate that. You know, everybody, if they want to check out the stuff, it's DaveBrayUSA.com. That's D-A-V-E-B as in boy, R-A-Y. USA.com, DaveBrayUSA.com, or just go to DaveBrayUSA on YouTube. You can watch all these amazing videos and that content and just share it out from there. And I appreciate that. Thanks again, Mark. I appreciate you having me on. God bless you and our prayers to all the families affected by 9/11 directly.
Hey, stick around if you want. It's up to you. You're not done yet. We keep you on for the whole hour. We'll have a lot of time to play a couple more songs as the show goes on as well. We got God all Bless right. America and Star Spangled Banner lined up, as performed by Dave Bray, USA.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Thank you.
Absolutely. So, Colonel, now, right after 9/11, you're in the Pentagon. You help, you find survivors, you get everything, and now everybody rolls their sleeves and are getting ready for the first mission. What is the atmosphere, how's everybody feel in that room? Is there anger, tension, or is it just, we're on a mission, here we go?
That's a really great point, Mark. Yes, there was anger, tension, animosity. At the same time, a sense of mission, and you know, we train, we plan for this all the time. It was an effort to organize and kind of figure out how we're going to do this. And I was serving on the joint staff at the time, so. You can imagine the intensity of getting a plan together. You know, we're directly supporting the chairman and the Secretary of Defense, and so it was our responsibility to put together a strategic plan of what we were going to do. The commands out across the country, particularly CENTCOM, Special Operations Command, Military Airlift Command, all the major unified commands are working together to come up with a operational and all the way down to operational units, the operational plan. And so we had to choreograph that whole effort together, working with those commands and coming up with target lists and who were responsible. And of course, we knew Al-Qaeda was, and so we had to put together the effort to do that. At the same time, we had to prepare the country, so to speak, for what we were doing. And so there was a major political effort, a major media effort. Most Americans prior to 9/11 had no clue of who Al-Qaeda was, no clue who the Taliban was, really didn't hear anything about it. You know, we had incidents prior with the USS Cole. We had the attack on our embassies in East Africa. But there really wasn't a lot of information out there to the general public to understand what was going on. So there was a major effort on the part of the administration at the time under George W. Bush to educate the nation. And We played a big role in that from the standpoint of the intelligence community and the public affairs community in the Pentagon to help educate the rest of the government to get that information out. And so we had a lot of efforts going on with the White House and the rest of the federal government to educate people. I mean, it was you have to convince Americans who the enemy is and let them understand who did this on 9/11. And so that was a major effort. Of course, we had to deal with Congress and essentially sell that effort to Congress. And the first efforts that Americans realized was going on is around October 7th, when we first went in to Afghanistan. And those of you out there who saw the movie 12 Strong and the guys on horseback, so to speak, that was the initial effort. You know, the movie came out several months ago. That's a really good glimpse into the planning and what have you that went on during that time that led up to that point.
Right. What do you say to the naysayers who say, well, that wasn't a plane that hit the Pentagon, and you know, there's a lot of conspiracy theories out there. What do you say to those folks?
Well, you know, you can believe what you want to believe, and you can follow, you know, the conspiracy theory trail on that, and there are people out there who are really good at spinning things on both sides, but you know, I had the opportunity to being in the Pentagon about a week later. Of course, where the plane went in and went through three rings of the Pentagon before it finally came to rest, I had the opportunity to go in and I saw the fuselage and everything of the plane, and I guarantee you that was not made up. That was the real deal. And, you know, for anyone who believes or thinks that the government was behind that, having served in the military for 30 plus years, both in uniform and later on serving as a military advisor, I can tell you, for the government to be able to pull off something like that unbeknownst to anybody without anybody talking would have been a major feat, because those of us who served, if anybody ever came to us and said, we have a secret mission, we want to do this, most of us would stand up and say, no way, we are not going to do anything for the government at the hands of Americans. You know, we took the oath to defend the nation against all enemies and domestic, and we're not ever going to become part of some conspiracy to do something like that. You know, everybody I know and I've served with would have been the first ones to call them out on it and say, no way in hell. And we would be the ones speaking first and foremost if anyone ever decided to try to do that.
There you have it, folks. This is an eyewitness at the Pentagon, seeing with his own two eyes the fuselage inside the Pentagon. With his own two eyes. You heard his credentials at the beginning of the show. I have to believe him. I cannot say for beyond a shadow of a doubt this man is lying to me right now. I believe he's telling the truth and that a plane hit that building. Hallelujah. That's good to at least put that to rest and put the icing on that cake and get that conspiracy behind us.
And I will also say there is so much footage from security cameras outside the Pentagon to people who actually took pictures. And I know one Army colonel who I worked with, who worked in the Joint Staff J-5, was on his way into work in the Pentagon that morning, and he was sitting in bumper-to-bumper traffic, rush hour traffic, on I-395, and he, as an individual, was also a photographer, and as both a professional and amateur photographer on the side. He always had a 35 millimeter camera with him at all times, just in case he needed to take pictures of something. And he was sitting in traffic, and he watched Flight 77 come up the Potomac River Valley and said, this is odd. Got out of his car, picked up his camera, and started taking pictures one after another of the plane going all the way into the building. And there was several cars behind him, an FBI agent who saw him doing that, who jumped out of his car, ran up to him and said, just keep taking pictures. And those pictures were later put into a briefing binder. I saw it. There were three copies made. One went to the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. One went to the White House. And one went to the folks in the intelligence community to be used for their analysis. And, you know, the pictures are there of the plane going into the building. And, you know, we know the rest of the story of what happened. We knew of the people who were on that plane. The whole story, how the Al-Qaeda hijackers slit the throats of the flight attendants and the pilots, and you know, they even used zip ties to handcuff them. And the evidence, the forensic evidence at the end of not to get too detailed, but the bodies in the planes with the zip ties still on them, all that evidence is there. I mean, anyone who wants to argue that, you know, there are those of us who will defend what happened that day. And so I don't really have too much to say to those who have conspiracy theories, but you know, it's a free country. They can say what they want, and they can push their story out any way they want, but that's not what happened.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, check this out real quick.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
Yes, indeed, folks. We're talking with Colonel Jim Warshak and America's favorite, most patriotic rocker, Dave Bray, DaveBrayUSA.com. Get a copy of your CD today, Music on a Mission. You don't want to miss that. It's got a great storyteller edition. It's great. You want to hear it. I listen to it regularly. We play the songs here on Patriot Nation Radio all the time, as they are very patriotic, and we're a patriotic radio station. That's what we like to do. Celebrate America, celebrate the Constitution, and celebrate the American way. That's it. That's what we do here at Patriot Nation Radio. And I want to thank our guests this evening. They're really awesome. We're having a good time. So, Dave, what do you think of Colonel Warshak and his experience so far?
Pretty much no nonsense, man, and I dig it. You know, there's a lot of people that would tiptoe around some of that conspiracy stuff, and I appreciate his honesty. I think that's something that the American people really need to hear. You know, here we are 17 years later, and you got some people that are still, like he says, sort of throwing gas on the fire. And it's one of those things that I feel like the people that have been, you know, directly influenced from the effects of 9/11 and lost family members, that those conspiracy theories are a little hurtful. Not to mention the countless members of our armed forces who, you know, went into harm's way to fight that narrative of, you know, Al-Qaeda, right, and that's what happened. So it's like one of those things that these conspiracy theories, sure, they're okay to read, but, you know, if you're out there throwing the flames on them, I just appreciate the colonel stepping up and being forthright and very straightforward about that.
Well, like real national heroes that came out of this debacle, Lewis Tillman from the Cardinals, who shed a multi-million-dollar career and gave the ultimate sacrifice so turds like Colin Kaepernick could piss on the American flag. I think that guy should be fired for sure. Something. He's not representing me when he's out there doing that crap. I'll tell you that right now. You know?
Yeah, I think we all agree with you. We'll all agree with you. No, you're not going to hear anybody defending Colin Kaepernick.
Lewis Tillman, just do it. You know, a real American hero, not like this guy. These kids look up to this guy, and that's the sad part about the whole thing. You got 15-year-old kids playing football for their, you know, junior varsity football team, looking up to this clown, going, one day I'm going to be just like Colin Kaepernick. Yeah, that's the scary part, don't you think so, Colonel?
Yeah, that's really sad on our part, and we as a nation need to do better than that. We need to raise patriots again rather than let the political left take hostage of our youth and push this kind of nonsense into them. It's really sad that the NFL has decided to go this route and support this kind of stuff. You know, we need to bring it back to where, you know, people went to the game to watch the game, hear the national anthem, and enjoy themselves, not get involved in the political stuff that's going on out there. And I think that's what's really getting a lot of people angered, and it's certainly starting to affect attendance at NFL games, and it's hurting their bottom line. And if that's what it's gotta come to, then that's what it's gotta come to. But let's keep the politics out of sports. Let's keep the politics out of entertainment. Leave the politics to the politicians and the voters, and let's enjoy this country for what it is, not what they on the political left want to make it.
If I protested at work, they probably fire me. You know, like say I decided tomorrow I'm going to make a sign, Trump 2020, keep America great, and march up and down the aisle at break time. I think they'd fire me.
You're probably right about that. Yeah, absolutely.
You don't protest at work. It's not the time and it's not the place. I agree. He should be allowed to protest all he wants. He's an American citizen, but we don't protest at work, for crying out loud. Now, across baseball stadiums across America, I don't know if it's true or not, but I know in Yankee Stadium and Shea Stadium or City Park or whatever they call Shea Stadium now in New York City, the seventh inning stretch comes with God Bless America. And our friend Colonel Dave here did a great rendition of God Bless America on his new CD, folks, Music on a Mission, the Storyteller Edition, DaveBrayUSA.com. Get on over, get your copy today. I was lucky enough to get a signed copy. So thank you, Dave. Thank you so much for that. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're there and you're watching this show, a fan of mine had made 40 million of these bumper stickers. So if you send me your address, I'll mail you 5 for nothing. Just send me your address in a private message, and I'll mail you 5 of these silly bumper stickers. Obama, thanks, Obama, for 8 disastrous years in the White House. Free of charge, 5 of them. I'll mail them to you free. We're giving them away. Send me your address in a private message. And this Saturday, I was going to send it out this week, but I wanted to get more out. So this Saturday, I'll be mailing them out. If you send me your address in a private message, I will send you a silly bumper sticker. You know, because Obama was disastrous, and now we got to spend years and years undoing the mess. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to play real fast. Dave Bray's version of God Bless America, and then we'll bring in the Colonel and Dave one more time and wrap up the show. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. God Bless America. For those who gave the ultimate sacrifice and those giving the sacrifice still today.
Morgan.
We got a commercial first.
Morgan, for the people.com.
And that's because we live in the Sunshine State. We get that guy.
Is blessed from above. So why are sometimes God far across the sea? Let us all be grateful for our land that's still free. Let us all swear allegiance to our land that's so free. As we raise up our voices to the air, this solemn prayer, God bless America. America, my Lord, sweet home.
DaveBrayUSA.com, folks. Get your copy today. So, Colonel, we're getting ready to have Election Day, and you've taken on a new position as chairman of the Hillsborough County GOP. How's that going?
It is a pretty rough and intense job getting involved in that. I got involved probably about 2010 with the Tea Party and working with some candidates and then got involved with the Donald Trump campaign in 2015. Had an opportunity to be a keynote speaker at his big rally in Tampa in February 16.
I watched it. Susan Price, she's a good friend, and she's been on the show before. Gold Star Mother Susan Price was with you there at that event, a good friend of mine. She comes on the show from time to time.
Susan's a dear friend of mine, and we've participated in a lot of events together, and was involved, as I said, involved in the party. I got elected as the chairman in February of this year, and we just finished a big rally in Tampa again on July 31st for Donald Trump. Had over 10,000 people there, and I had the opportunity to be the MC for that event. We had Ron DeSantis, we had a number of the Trump family there, and it was a great event. And we used that to kick off our effort going into November, and it will be a fight, certainly here in Hillsborough County, Florida, and in Florida.
Right on. One thing I didn't like about the whole deal this time around was there was a couple of pretty formidable candidates that the Republican Party just didn't even give a chance to. Like, I saw Donald Trump go up against 16, 17 other candidates on a debate. I would have loved to have seen every candidate get a chance, get a shake, at least have one debate and talk about the issues in their plan, at least to see them and get a chance. Why do you think these guys that were there on the ballot didn't get a chance, get a fair shake?
To be perfectly honest with you, they all went into the various debates. I forget how many debates there were, but it ultimately came down to the primary and who the voters picked on the Republican side, and it was Donald Trump, and I think he had the wherewithal to stand up and tell Americans what they wanted to hear. And as president now, I think he's doing a phenomenal job, and he's certainly fixing the mess that Obama left us with for the last 8 years. And I think your bumper sticker attests to that. It is a mess, and we're dealing with that. So it is what it is, and we're moving forward and trying to fix this nation, and it's a fight to be had.
Yes, indeed. And today, folks, Ron DeSantis resigned from Congress. I think that's pretty honorable. He thinks he shouldn't be cutting a check if he can't pay attention to the job. He's running for governor. God bless him. He's a member of the Freedom Caucus, ladies and gentlemen. If you're not familiar with the Freedom Caucus, you ain't watching enough Hannity. So put on Hannity, listen to Sean Hannity, and you'll know who the Freedom Caucus is. And we need to get Jim Jordan in Paul Ryan's seat, for crying out loud, and things will get moving. I really believe that. What do you think, Farrell?
Oh, I'm with you 100% on that, Mark. And Ron DeSantis, everybody needs to remember, and those listening in Florida, he's a veteran too. And I think what we really need is we need more veterans and first responders involved in our politics to run for office, because just integrity and honesty and patriotism alone is what they bring. And the more of them we have on the front lines in Congress and in the Senate is what we need as a nation.
Amen.
They bring it. They bring it, and that's what we need.
And they take the oath they took seriously, not like the turds that were, you know, running a corporation somewhere. They never made a sacrifice. They've been trying to – the only sacrifices they were made to the budget so that they can make more money and profit, you know, and they don't understand what it's like.
That's exactly right.
They really obey that oath and take that oath to heart and mean it and live it forever, for their whole life. These guys don't understand that. You can see what you can see it unfolding every day in Congress.
That's exactly right. I tell people that exact same thing, Mark. When we take the oath, it's for life, and it's serious. And you know, every time in my military career, when I first came in, and every time I got promoted, and every time every member of the military is promoted, we take that oath again. And so it's in our brain, it's in our heart, it's in our soul, and we live by the oath. And there's no better oath than that oath we take. And even when I became chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party, we take the oath, and we take it again. So, I mean, we know what it means, and I certainly know what it means. And the more members of Congress we have who are veterans and first responders, you think of people like Steve Scalise, who was shot at a ball game, and you think of so many other members who have served, both firefighters, police officers, military members, veterans. We understand that oath means more than getting a paycheck. It means doing what's right for the nation.
Amen. Hallelujah. And Dave, you served in the military too, and I know you took the oath. I'm sure you feel the same way. I can tell by the music and the patriotism you show every day. But just tell the folks that you feel it too, because I want to hear it.
it feels good
to hear you guys.
And, you know. Yeah, I my music is my continuation of service. I don't serve in government. I don't serve, continue to serve as a, you know, first responder any longer. I am just, I'm a citizen, but I do try to use what I, you know, what gifts I have, and I still try to continue my oath. So it's a continuation of service through music is what my new album called Music on a Mission is all about. It's a storyteller record. I narrate it, and I would love to be able to send some out to some more of your listeners. So have them. Please go to DaveBrayUSA.com and get your autographed copy today.
Absolutely. It's a great record, folks. As you can tell, we play the music here regularly on the Patriot Nation radio show. It's good stuff. I've been following Dave since he was in another band for a while, and And I used to go to the shows all the time. I'm looking forward to seeing Dave as a solo artist eventually here down in the Sunshine State. That would be awesome. Or maybe I'll be somewhere and you'll happen to be there at the same time. I got to see you. Great show, folks. He's fresh off of opening for Uncle Ted Nugent. How'd that go? That looked like fun.
Yeah, we did a few dates with Ted. It was a good time. Ted's one of the other few guys that take the stage packing. You know, I thought I was one of the few, but, you know, after meeting him backstage and watching him kind of get ready, I'm like, oh, I'm not the only one. That's nice to know. So it's an interesting dynamic getting Ted and I in the same room together. And it was just a really, really great time on the road with him, being another obviously patriotic rock and roller, and, you know, watching him do what he does best. And, you know, sort of just having a little bit of fellowship, a little time backstage here and there. It was just an interesting dynamic. And, you know, I'd like to say that I'd call him a friend. You know what I mean? I'm not a bread-breaking friend yet, still a handshake friend. But I appreciate what he does, you know, as well as music and in the political agenda and the second, you know, the 2A, you know, community as well. So he's a good dude, a strong, solid American.
And what's up next for Dave Bray and the tour?
So the tour continues, absolutely. I'm going to be actually at the York Fair in Pennsylvania tomorrow for 9/11. It's a first responders night in the community recreation center down there. It's a huge fair that goes on. It's the Interstate Fair. So I'm going to be at that. I'll also be down in Texas. I'll be all across the country following out throughout the rest of the year. I got a bunch of stuff. Just finished up Midwest Barbecue for the Braves this past weekend out in Chicagoland area. So the tour continues, the mission continues, and if people want to find out where I'm going to be, go to DaveBrayUSA.com or just check out my Facebook page and look at the events. Dave Bray USA, got a lot of great videos up there. My 9/11 videos is clipping off. It's got 7.1 million views. It's doing a lot of good stuff. So get over there, check this stuff out, and come check out the events.
Excellent. Thanks a lot, Dave. And Colonel, what's up next for you? What do you got on the slate next?
Well, tomorrow we have a 9/11 event in Tampa at the Veterans Memorial Park. It's a big annual event we've been doing every year since 9/11. It's a great ceremony in remembrance of both the fallen and our veterans, and they do a great event there. We'll be doing that, and then it's on to the elections, a lot of planning and a lot of campaign stops with the various candidates in Florida, and we'll be participating with those events. Be with Governor Scott on Friday. We actually did an event this past Friday for the governor. He kicked off his Veterans Coalition for his support of veterans. It was a great event. A lot of people showed up. And he himself is a veteran, and he's running for U.S. Senate. So again, as I said earlier, it's great to have our candidates who are veterans running, and I'm behind all of them here in Florida. And you know, we got, like I said, Ron DeSantis, who is another veteran, served in Iraq, and so I'm really proud to work with these guys. They're gonna serve us well.
Amen. Thank you again, Colonel, for your sacrifices and your service to our great nation and your continued service. And it brings me to one of my favorite parts of the show, where I do the Star Spangled Banner and I stand for the flag, folks. And if you're there on the live feed and you want to join me, I always put the flag in front of the camera so folks can stand with me. If you want to stick around, Colonel, as we do the national anthem as performed by our good friend, Dave Bray. He does an excellent version.
Absolutely.
It's on his new record. Here it goes. Comes with a quick commercial. Can you see? at First Aid for USA, Music on a Mission. So, Colonel, is there any websites you like to promote right now for the upcoming elections? Maybe someone wants to volunteer to bang on doors or something for the party?
Well, in Hillsborough County, Florida, which includes Tampa, we have HillsboroughGOP.com. People can go there. They can link up with who to volunteer with. We'll sign people up, and we will get them out on the street, knocking doors, waving signs, working with candidates, whatever they feel they can do to contribute to this, and we'll do that going forward. And we're always looking for volunteers, so get in contact with us.
Excellent. Thank you again, sir. And folks, don't forget, Hurricane Florence is bearing down on South and North Carolina as we speak. And it's pretty scary what's getting ready to happen over there. So if you know anybody in the Carolinas, we're praying for them. Gentleman from the Cajun Navy was supposed to join me tonight, but I don't know what they're getting busy. They're getting ready for this thing to wallop Carolina. So it'll be tough. They're transporting their boats and their equipment as we speak north to Carolina. The Cajun Navy, of course, was made famous a few hurricanes back, where they went and they saved the folks on the rooftops of their homes in Louisiana and New Orleans. When they went to Texas and came to Florida, but last year when they came to Florida, they were blocked at the border. They weren't allowed in. It was kind of interesting, but folks did come in and help, just not as mariners with their boats. They think they came down and just helped wherever they could. So that's going to be happening, I guess, Thursday. It's going to be crashing into the Carolinas, folks. So pray, pray, pray for the folks of the Carolinas and be prepared. There'll be plenty of places where you can donate. Please, if you're going to donate, research who you're donating to. The Salvation Army seems to be right now the best, contributing 85% of their donations to disaster and other reliefs. So really look into what you're donating to. Red Cross, they come across as honorable, but only 10% of the money goes to disasters, and it doesn't even go to the disaster that you're donating for. It goes into a fund, and it gets used when it's needed. But anyway, donating is good. Folks are going to need the help. If you ever lived through a hurricane, Colonel, I'm sure you have, being in the Sunshine State for all these years, seen some pretty nasty ones. It can be pretty rough. So, folks, if you are in the Sunshine State, prepare, because there's other hurricanes out there in the ocean right now, and they're coming and they're blowing up a big storm. They're saying a 15-foot wall of water may be the storm surge in Carolina at Cape Hatteras. So get ready. It's going to be a mess, folks. They're going to need help. So please, folks, pay attention and get ready to help. It's our duty as Americans to help each other in any way possible when something like this happens. And we always do. It's amazing. Just like at Ground Zero and other areas like Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and the Pentagon, when the planes and things went down, the patriotism went through the roof. And a lot of patriots are still here today fighting for our nation from all enemies, foreign and domestic. Thank you, Colonel.
Appreciate the opportunity, Mark, and great to share the mic with you, Dave. And God bless everyone, and God bless America.
Yes, indeed. Lay ahead, folks. It's Colonel Warship and Dave Bray, Dave Bray USA. And this was our 9/11 special, remembering all, even those who are sick and ill today, suffering. We remember you, and we will try not to never forget, ever, ever, ever forget what took place. I know Colonel will never forget. I will never forget, because I'm from the area. I lived in New York when this happened, only 25 miles east of Ground Zero. We all from that area have or know someone who was affected directly by this disaster and this tragedy, attack on our freedom and our liberty. Because really, it is an attack on our freedom and liberty, because we have been squashed now by surveillance and cameras and security. And it's almost like we have to live in a police state to live free. It's pretty scary. But that's where we're at. Again, folks, I'll probably be talking about Hurricane Florence Thursday, because that's when Impact Day is coming. So I want to make sure you tune in 8 o'clock, and we'll have maybe some folks right there in the eye of the storm. My friend Ed lives right there. Maybe if he's not pounded and without power, he can call in right from the storm. We'll see. That's Thursday, 8 o'clock, right here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network, right after A Conservative's Perspective with James Bostic, which starts at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. He's got a great show, folks. You can hear all the news and stories from a conservative's perspective. Tuesdays and Thursdays, 7 p.m. on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. I want to thank each and every one of you guys for tuning in. Once again, without you, there is no show. So good night. God bless you. God bless America. And remember, tomorrow is a solemn day. Pray and get ready for your moment of silence. Good night. And if, I almost forgot, if you're a victim of cancer and you're suffering today, dial 1-855-982-4636 is the 9/11 Cancer Fund. 1-855-982-4636. Get the help you need, folks. It's there. Good night. God bless you. God bless America. God bless Colonel. Good night.